Welcome to Lightning in a Bottle, a podcast series for owners and key stakeholders in privately held companies and the professionals that surround them. My name is Josh Pottinger, and together with Jason Chirogiannis, we co-founded ATX Wealth Partners, which is a private wealth management team here at UBS. And our goal here is to really bring real-world perspectives to help you prepare yourself, your family, and your business for the day you decide to begin monetizing some or all of your ownership position in your company. Now, today we're doing something a little bit different, and here's the backstory. Earlier this year, in March of 2023, is when South by Southwest happens here in Austin, Texas. And most families with kids that are in school, that's our spring break, and usually we're out of town. But this year was a little different because my son had a baseball tournament, and I was able to participate in the South by Southwest event that weekend. And our UBS Business Owner segment group did a collab with Inc. Magazine at their founder's house here in downtown Austin. And my colleague James Jack was in town for the event. He was actually on one of the panel discussions. And before the deal started, the day before, we had lunch, and we were knocking around some ideas on how to really take advantage of the next few days and get the most out of it. And one of the ideas that we came up with was sort of a podcast mashup, speed interview kind of thing. And so in today's episode, rather than interviewing one person, we're interviewing about eight different people. And one of our interviews is with Scott Omelanek, who's the editor-in-chief at Inc. Magazine. Scott, nice to meet you. James Jack introduced me to you earlier here, and you're the editor-in-chief of Inc.
Business Media, yep.
Inc. Business Media, yes. Okay, good. So we're here at the Founders House with you today, and we got a couple great panel discussions and everything, but Scott, kind of give me an overview of kind of what you guys are all about and what you're doing here at South by Southwest and what people kind of expect with what you guys are doing.
Yeah, a little over 40 years ago now, Inc. launched, almost 45 years ago, Inc. launched as a magazine about business, about founders. And we've never deviated from that original mission, which was to support the American entrepreneur. So we did that initially as a print magazine. Now we do it in very different ways, right? We move to a website. We move to recognition programs like the Inc. 5000 or Best in Business, yep, which UBS is a partner in, right? Yep. Recognizing businesses that make impact beyond profit. We do it with events at places like this, at South by Southwest, at Inc. Founders House. The mission is still the same, supporting the American entrepreneur because they have the hardest job there is, and they're the people who are creating our future.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we love about working with owners of privately held companies is just the grit and just the amount of sacrifice that they make with their family and just their financial situation, you know? I mean, all for that American dream. So, I mean, what got you excited about getting involved with the organization, and when did you get started?
So, I'm a failed founder, actually. So, long media career, left to be a founder, had what should have been a successful business, but my partner and I didn't get along, and one day I just had to walk away from it. It was a wellness business right before the pandemic. Oh, okay. So I came to Inc. at the pandemic. So I put this media career together with the entrepreneurial experience I had. And what really attracted me was the audience, right? So like I got to meet a couple of people who are consumers of Inc. and they're just astonishing. And I also had this insight that the opportunity for Inc. was where business is personal, right? So we don't do what the Financial Times or the Wall Street Journal does. Our level of support, yeah, sure, we provide instruction and information and stuff like that. But ultimately, I like talking about the things no one talks about in business, which are the struggles entrepreneurs have. Lots of overnight success stories, startup porn, we call it, right?
Yeah.
Not real. We talk about the real stuff that you can struggle. You can struggle and still be successful. You can be successful and have a struggle. And I think recognizing that, just shining a light on that and letting people know that other people are in this space gives founders a lot of inspiration to keep pressing on. Like you said, they're grinding it out. Yeah. They're doing work no one else wants to do. Sometimes everyone is ungrateful for it at the start, right? Your spouse might be ungrateful. Your team might be ungrateful. You have investors. They might be ungrateful. But you keep going. As a founder, I think the most important thing is you need to know when to stop, but you can never quit, right? And so we want to acknowledge the fact that even if you can't quit, there's time to take a breath with us.
Yeah. That is fantastic, Scott. So what advice do you have for people that haven't come to South by Southwest? What advice do you have for them in the future as far as like how to get the most out of this wonderful event here in Austin, Texas?
I think what's remarkable about entrepreneurs that makes South by Southwest great and Inc. Founders House at South by Southwest great is that they're innately curious people. And if you're curious and you come here, there's so much to learn. There's inspiration everywhere you turn. You'll meet so many other founders. At Inc. Founders House, only founders are allowed to in the door. So you're going to meet people who understand your struggles and learn how they may have solved a problem that you have, even though they're in a different business, right? So come with the curiosity that you have and just talk to people, and it'll be so much return on investment.
Yeah. Awesome, Scott. Thank you so much for being a good sport and having a few minutes with us today. So thank you.
My pleasure.
We interviewed Graham Greytack, who's founder and principal at Higher Rising. First of all, just like give me your name and the company, and tell me what you guys are up to. What you guys do?
Okay. Graham Greytack, Higher Rising, and we're growing a large IT workforce. Global.
And where are you guys headquartered?
We're headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay, I'm from Arizona. I grew up down there.
Oh, really? Yeah. You play a lot of golf growing up?
Well, I grew up down on the Mexican border, down there in Nogales, Arizona.
Okay, so,
I moved to Austin in 1995, so I've been in Austin for a long time.
Cool, man.
Yeah,
so seeing the city grow, crazy.
Yeah. Well, Scottsdale is a wonderful place.
It is.
So, how's it been starting up a company in Scottsdale or Arizona? Any particular advantages there?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, honestly, Arizona's been a good state to grow a business. Taxes are fairly low, and it's pro-business. And like I said, kind of on stage, it's good weather. So people want to get out, and they want to socialize and network. And it's a growing tech community. It's got a lot of seeds from California.
Yeah. What was the inspiration for the company?
Inspiration was I saw data centers taking over the hardware space in tech, and that's where I was in prior. And I thought to myself, if I stay in services, as tech changes, the skilled labor will change, but it'll still be a need for it.
So have you been to South by Southwest before?
Never. No, first year.
First year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with the Founders House?
I made the Inc. 5000 fast-growing companies list this year, and I joined a Inc. Masters group. And we all went down to Mexico 2 months ago for like a shaman retreat to learn more about ourselves and each other. And so they're right around the corner now. They're waiting for me to say hi after this. We all were like, let's get together for a dinner. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll come. And so then on my way here, they were like, hey, do you want to speak? So,
yeah. What are you hoping to get out of this weekend? How long are you here for?
I'm here till Sunday, and just new friendships, man. I like meeting people.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, thank you so much for being a good sport.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And best of luck.
Thank you.
Take care. Gitesh Goyal, he's the founder and CEO of Human Bees.
All right, Gitesh, nice to meet you. Scott just introduced us here at the Founders House at South by Southwest. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Pleasure being on.
All right, so I went to Scott. I said, hey, is there anybody else here that I need to go talk to? And he pointed directly at you. And I think there's a big reason for that, because what number on the Inc. list were you in what year?
So very humbly, number one in 2021.
That's phenomenal. So you were just on a panel discussion here. Thanks for giving back to the entrepreneurial community here in Austin, Texas. Tell me a little bit about the company, when you got it started, and what was the inspiration for it?
Yeah, so our company is basically staff augmentation, managed services. So, I mean, boiled down, effectively staffing. It all comes down to it. But what we did differently was, throughout my career in talent acquisition, I'd always seen that people would give a solution, and they would just start cramming resumes and butts and seats without really knowing the need. I went to dental school, so in doctor terms, what I would find that to be is they're prescribing medicine without knowing what ailment or what disease you had. So what we started doing is first understanding the need, right? Like, what need do you have? You may have a need for what you thought was 30 seats, but it might be just 10 of the right seats. So, but first we have to understand, what ailment do you have, right? What virus do you have? And then only can we prescribe the medicine to you. And that really caught on, because it's not done out there in the market very much. And as it started working, you know, I never put a dollar into marketing. All of our business, majority of it was word of mouth. Yeah, this was five, 6 years ago. And you know, here we are, and now, yeah.
So you started 5 or 6 years ago?
That's right, about 5.5 years ago.
Where are you based out of?
We're based out of Oakland. We have 8 offices in California, spread throughout Northern and Southern California.
Okay. So is this your first time at South by Southwest?
This is my second time at South by Southwest.
Okay. When was your first time?
I was here last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
What was your experience last year?
Oh, it was great. I made some unbelievable connections that are, it's just networking. I think I've always probably been lacking in the networking area. I don't get myself out there enough.
Yeah.
So I forced myself last year to get out there more, and it certainly paid huge dividends.
Did any examples come to mind?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I linked up with, I'd say, probably 6 people here who have been real kind of difference makers in the company. Some became advisory board members, some became partners, some became people we gave business to, upgraded our services. But it's just always getting out there. You don't know what you're missing staying at home. Someone always told me that half of life is just showing up, and sometimes you just gotta show up. And South by certainly paid a lot of dividends for us.
Wow, it seems like you got a lot out of this event last year. That's awesome.
Definitely did. We made such key partnerships because we were growing a company in our basement effectively, so we didn't really connect with the real world out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting out and then getting into these forums, and you're here, then you network with more people, boom, we were invited to another dinner. You meet people there, you get to the next dinner, and you're able to give so much value, and then people are able to add so much value that it truly was. South by was a big one for us.
So you're in an interesting space. I mean, going into 2023, a lot of people are feeling like a recession is potentially impending, right? A lot of corporate America is kind of like reined in their spending and whatnot. So how has that sort of impacted your business, or what kind of changes have you made in light of that? Or what are your thoughts, just generally?
Yeah. So I would say we've already been in a recession for 8 months, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think we're already in the middle of one. And it's certainly impacted business on our side. I mean, I think we've taken a slight dip this time last year. We're probably 20% down in numbers. So I think a lot of people are feeling it, including us. But I think what it's also caused is a lot of opportunity. So now we're pivoting into software lines of business, and I have a team of about 20 software developers, project managers, and so now we're developing a couple of different software product lines. So I felt like it almost like gave opportunity to expand, do more things, and look outside on what's the next step 3 years from now.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being a good sport. I really appreciate you coming over to the corner of the founder's house to talk with me a little bit.
No, super appreciate it. Awesome.
Sweet hat, by the way.
So this is actually my winery. I started a vineyard in Napa.
Uh-huh.
It's called Somras, Sommras, which means nectar of the gods in Hindi, which is the South Asian dialect. So I bought them 30 acres, grew the property, some of the best wines in Napa. Yeah, if you guys are ever around, man, ping me.
All right, listeners, listen up. There's some nectar of the gods up there in Napa. Thanks so much.
Nectar of the gods from the honeybees. That's right.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, thank you again, and I hope you are just as productive this year as you were last year, and it sounds like you have a great thing going, so we wish you all the best.
Right on, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Adam Hoffman, CEO of Responsum AI.
My name's Adam Hoffman. I'm the co-founder of Responsum. It's responsum.ai. And we're like kind of enterprise version of ChatGPT. So we help companies use things like large language models to solve productivity problems. We build things like a sales assistant or maybe an internal support assistant, knowledge assistant. So we bring all these technologies together and make it so the companies can use it.
Wow, it sounds very complex. Where do you see the company in like 1 to 2 years, 3 year time horizon?
Yeah, so with like this recent boom of all these AI tools, our vision is to be able to sort of roll them up all in together so that instead of having to go to application to application to use them all, you can just go to one place and your company has control over that data and can sort of control it and make sure that it's as smart as it needs to be.
Incredible. Do you see an exit in the near future?
We'll see.
A nice little liquidity event. It's kind of the goal, right?
We're always open to finding a good partner for the technology to go and live. We think there'll be lots of big enterprises looking to kind of have this type of consolidation when it comes to these technologies. So we'll see. Otherwise, we'll just keep growing and solving problems.
Excellent. Adam, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
We interviewed Grant Kemmerling, CEO and founder of Versona.
Living room seems crazy to me.
when there are companies that exist like Topgolf that took a driving range and made that a social fun experience, it's bonkers to me that no one has tried to do this for the video game industry, so that's why our company exists.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What inning are you with the company, you think?
I would say we're at bat. We've taken some good swings, and we're on our path.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're in second inning.
Yeah.
We're getting going.
Who would be some of the key people you would like to meet? Any industry, any like professionals? Like, what's kind of the next step with the company?
Well, so we're in kind of a pop-up phase. We have plans for our first retail location. I think right now the biggest folks I would like to meet would be others who have gone through experiential retail and really understand what it means to go from one location to 10 locations. Believe it or not, there are not a lot of experiential concepts that have done that, that have done the successful transition that Topgolf did. Funding is challenging. There aren't a lot of great vehicles. So I would like to hear from others who have kind of overcome some of those challenges and also learn from their mistakes, to be quite honest. I'm sure we're going to make a million mistakes from here to there, but trying to fast track and understand is what we can from others' mistakes, I think, would be a great start.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Learning from people that have been there and done that is such a powerful process, and being humble and, you know, realizing that other people have some good wisdom to provide. I mean, that's good. So, Grant, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck this weekend, and I hope you get a lot out of South by Southwest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jim Donnelly, CEO of Restore Hyper Wellness.
Jim, good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thanks for getting together.
Great. So, Jim, a couple days ago, we were at the founder's house at South by Southwest, and you were on a panel discussion, and that's where I met you. You didn't meet me yet. And I stopped you in the crowd. Be up for doing a little podcast math.
My pleasure. These are my favorite kind of things. I don't have to think. I just show up. I love it.
Well, good deal. Well, Jim, maybe you can give the audience your full name and your background and the company, and a little bit about the sort of what inspired you to get it started.
Sure. Yeah, Jim Donnelly, the founder and former CEO of Restore Hyper Wellness. I have been in the high athletic performance space. I was in the military, done lots of adventurous things, got kind of beat up and woke up at 46 and said, I need to figure out how to stop the bleeding, stop the pain, so to speak, so I could continue to do pretty fun stuff. And I walked into a cryotherapy place and tried cryotherapy. I loved the way it made me feel, but I hated everything else about the experience. And it was kind of serendipity. I hadn't planned on walking into a cryo place. I was supposed to go to lunch with my wife, but someone kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, there's this cryo place. And I was like, I'll try anything. Didn't know what I was getting into, but it was love at first sight. But once again, the experience other than the cryo was incredibly suboptimal.
I think you mentioned you have some other services that you offer, maybe 11, is that right?
Yeah. So we do IV therapy, cryotherapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, red light therapy, sauna therapy, compression, blood testing, some aesthetic services like hydrofacial, cryoskin. I know I'm missing a couple, but essentially it's a proactive health and wellness business with 11 things under one roof.
And how many locations do you have now?
So we have 205 have been announced. We generally open one or two a week for the most part. So we're on a pretty fast trajectory. We've kind of been a rocket ship for the last 5 years. It's been a pretty incredible growth rate.
So give me a high point, low point in the last 5 years.
High point was, obviously getting a $100 million plus investment from General Atlantic.
That's not bad.
High point. Yeah, that was a good high point. But it wasn't a high point because of the money, I'm always quick to say. It was a high point because it was validation of what we had done. You have one of the top growth equity funds in the country that is now giving you massive amounts of capital, so you can go and realize your vision. From a low point perspective, it's not really a low point. This has been a joyful business, a rocket ship the entire way. But as you do grow and go from phase to phase, the day-to-day activity is a little different. You have to adjust your teams. And having to make some of those adjustments had certainly not been my favorite days. But generally speaking, I try to always take care of people. I have long-term relationships. If someone has to jump off the train, this time, I'll pick them up on the next venture. And I don't think I have a person in the world that would say I haven't taken care of the people, even if in the short term we've had to make some adjustments.
Yeah. So this isn't your first rodeo. You've done some other things in your past, right?
Yeah, I've had multiple businesses. I've had some winners and some losers, but I've had some pretty significant exits prior to Restore. I would say Restore is not my first, won't be my last, and it won't be my biggest. But another one was a company called iGoUGo. We were a pioneer in the user-generated content space and travel, and started literally right before 9/11, which is the worst time to start a travel business, but
yeah.
Kind of figured out how to make it work, grew organically, and then 4 years later, we won a Webby Award as the top travel site in the U.S., and then shortly thereafter, sold it to Travelocity and Sabre Holdings. So that kind of set the tone for allowing me to be an entrepreneur for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Two questions, and then we'll wrap it up here. Number one, what advice do you have to that young entrepreneur out there that's got an idea and maybe just a little bit nervous about taking that plunge?
The first step's the hardest, so you gotta take some steps that create momentum. And then along the way, you gotta be really self-aware. You've gotta not be afraid to bring in partners. I actually think it's way more fun to have a partner to share the highs and lows with. But more importantly, have people that complement your weaknesses. And then you can kind of stay in your lane and have other people helping you build a beautiful, fabulous enterprise. And then also, I would say, enjoy the journey. You're going to have some good days, bad days. You're going to have some businesses that are successful, not successful. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. Do you do the best you can? Do you learn? Do you make progress? Because there's always a chance for the next one. It only takes one really big success for the whole journey to have been worthwhile, even if you've had a couple missteps along the way.
Right. Okay, so the fact that you've had an exit, not only just one exit, but you've had multiple exits, that's impressive because you're in rare company there, you know, to be able to do that multiple times. So congratulations on that. One of the things that I think about in your situation is that you're working with a private equity firm. So let's say you've got an owner out there that is considering a way to monetize some of that hard work, and they might be thinking about working with a private equity company. What would you tell them?
Really understand what you're trying to get out of it, because unexpected things happen. Like if you'd have asked me a year ago if I would have stepped down as the CEO of Restore, I would have said you were crazy. But you know, once again, you have a real partner, and whether they're a minority investor or a majority investor, they're probably going to have more influence than you think, because there are all kinds of reasons, preferences, and other parts of the deal. Number two, it does change the dynamic. Like, you have to run the business differently. You have to think about things differently. You probably got to bring in lots of processes and things like OKRs. And as I said in the panel, if I hear the word process again, I'm going to punch somebody in the nose. So you just have to be aware of that.
Like, yep.
You know, if you take a large sum of money from anybody,
sure,
Nothing's free in life. And so I was, once again, very self-aware. I was comfortable with the fact that I have a fantastic team. We've built something really special at Restore. And to be quite frank, bringing in someone with the experience to go from where we are to where we eventually want to get from a liquidity event perspective, it makes sense to bring somebody else in. But a lot of founders, they can't get there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was a joint thing with me. I probably had a little bit of a push, and I was okay with the push.
Yeah, yeah.
And do I lie in bed a little bit wondering, oh, should I have done that? Of course I do. But 99% of the time, I have nothing but a clear sort of perspective that I did the right thing. And now I can go be a creator again. I can go be an entrepreneur again. I can go do the next thing that, once again, will take advantage of all the learnings from Restore, all the relationships, all the capital relationships, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This next idea that I'm working on is exponentially easier to get momentum for than my previous businesses. It's been shockingly simpler,
yeah,
to be honest.
Well, good. Well, Jim, it looks like it's a good day outside, so hopefully you're going to go enjoy some of this good weather.
I'm heading to the lake. I'll see you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Perfect. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Zach Hawkins, CEO of Hawk Technologies.
Zach, hey, thanks for being a good sport here and spending a few minutes with us. So just kind of give us an overview of the company you got and maybe a little bit of background. You mentioned you exited another company, so give us an overview.
Yeah, so I'm originally from West Texas, grew up out there, started my career in oil and gas private equity, and then...
Okay, wait, where in West Texas?
Abilene, and then also spent a little time in Midland, yeah.
Okay.
So grew up out there, and then came out to Austin about nearly 10 years ago now to get an opportunity to start something with some colleagues and some friends, and started in the financial business, and then through that, learned a lot, and then got a chance to start a e-commerce company, an opportunity to exit that after some really, really strong results through the pandemic, which was a grateful blessing through a very obviously crazy time.
What was that company?
We did a lot of home goods and household goods selling on Amazon. And so we were able to do seven figures in revenue very quickly because of strategic warehousing, honestly. And obviously didn't see that coming, but we got to make the most of a very challenging situation. And then got an opportunity to be acquired by a larger group based in private equity doing a similar world out of LA. So
how was that experience through that exit?
It was stressful because that was the first one I had gone through in my 20s as well. Didn't have a lot of experience. You know, I worked a little bit in the space, but always did oil and gas, so a lot different than e-commerce. But I had some great partners through that, so it was a good experience. And then that just kind of led one thing to another and got to do some different investing. And I have a background in crypto, which is a classic, like, Austin millennial thing. But then have seen that grow into now a technology company that does different algorithms and trading in that as well. And so,
what's the name of the company?
It's called Hawk Technologies. So, yeah, okay. So that's my last name. So very creative, I know. But
Have you been to South by Southwest before?
So I've been to one-off events, but I now live in downtown Austin, and so I actually feel like I get to be a part of true South by Southwest. You know.
And what are you hoping to get out of it this weekend?
You know, I just got an opportunity to watch my buddy Neil speak at a founders event at the Inc. event, and then I'm just hoping to meet some new connections, have some fun, and learn hopefully a couple of things along the way.
Thank you so much for being a good sport. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Neil Kaiser, owner and president of Blue Hammer Roofing.
We just heard you on a panel discussion right now, and so why don't you give the audience your name and name of the company and what you guys are all about.
Absolutely. My name is Neil Kaiser of Blue Hammer Roofing and Blue Hammer Solar. And we're a roofing and solar business. Nothing too sexy about that. But really, we're in the people business, right? Whether it's servicing our customers and taking care of them or making sure our people are developing to the highest of their capacity. So,
what was the inspiration for the company?
You know, we had a couple different inspirations, but one of the biggest ones is I come from the fitness industry. I was in it for 10 years. And what we want to do is we want to create an environment where it's a highly driven, sales-driven organization with a non-cutthroat culture, where guys aren't, you know, trying to attack one another, steal each other's deals, rather. They're trying to help each other win. And that was always the mission.
And when did you guys get started?
We started up literally right before COVID. So January of 2020, we call ourselves COVID babies. So pretty proud of it.
We're meeting quite a few COVID babies out here at South by Southwest.
We need some masks, man. It's not good. Not good.
Yeah. So are you here in Austin?
We're actually we have an office here in Austin. I'm in Dallas, Texas. We've got an office in San Antonio as well, and we're in Florida. Plus, we travel the country, chase a bunch of storms, so we're wild men.
Uh-huh. And how many employees do you have now?
We're a little over 150.
Uh-huh. Where do you see yourself over the next few years?
Next few years, a lot's going to happen. One, we're going to strike a private equity deal. We're already in the talks, so we're super looking forward to that. We're a company that's going to have over 1,000 people on our team, and we will be a billion-dollar company, hands down.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is this your first time here at South by Southwest?
In this capacity, yes. At a younger age, no.
Different environment?
Just a tad bit.
Awesome, awesome. What are you hoping to get out of this weekend here?
Lot, man. Look, I'm a student of the game. I don't care what you've accomplished, who you are, we're all students. I can learn from you, him, her, and him all in one setting. So a nugget is a nugget, and you can't put a price on a nugget. So I'm here to collect every nugget like I'm Thanos.
What's your advice for a up-and-coming entrepreneur that's maybe thinking about starting something and maybe they're a little hesitant?
When you start, just take it slow. You got time. Time is your ally. We all want to accomplish these big things. I see all these guys that have these beautiful homes and Lamborghinis and all the rest of it. And that was one of my inspirations, along with many others. But sometimes when you move too fast, you compromise your values, your ethics, your standards along the way. When you start, just take it easy. Take it slow. Enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride, because it's going to be beautiful. Up and down, still beautiful.
Man, I hope you get as much out of this weekend as you're looking for, and I appreciate you being a good sport and spending a few minutes with us. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. My Zelle and my Cash App is Kaiser. No, I'm only kidding. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's a wrap. It's Josh and I'm back. I hope you enjoyed this mashup of short conversations we had with various founders of companies at South by Southwest this year. And as you can see, we talked to a number of different founders in different industries, sectors, and phases of growth, everything from still getting started to selling part of the company to a large private equity firm for $150 million to the number one on the Inc. 5000 list back in 2021. So we had a really super cool group of founders that we talked to this year. We hope you enjoyed it. My biggest takeaway, I think, from this event was this event is just such a good vibe. It's a great vibe in a great city. And if you haven't really made it down here for South by Southwest, I would encourage you to come down and visit. And more importantly, participate. Everyone that I met was excited about it and I think got a lot out of it. I certainly did. Anyway, if you know someone that has captured lightning in a bottle, or you have a cool story to share, or you want to connect with us or have a question, I would encourage you to visit our website. If you do a simple search on the internet for UBSATX Wealth Partners, our website should pop up there. And up towards the top, you can hit that contact us button if you want to be added to the distribution list. If you want to check out some of our upcoming events, you can click on the events tab there and we'll list those out. So on behalf of our entire team, we hope you enjoyed this little mashup today. And for all the founders out there, remember this: know your options, be informed, and plan early. Until next time, take care and be well.